You're listening to 88FM.
Friday the 22nd of November, coming to you from Out of the Blue, it's Radio Life and Style. Top stories at the top of the hour, brought to you proudly by Chapman Plumbing, the leak specialists. Leading the news this hour, the South African Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee decision to cut the repo rate by 25 basis points is not surprising, according to some economists. This is the word from Sanlam Investments chief economist Arthur Kemp. SARB MPC's decision to cut the repo rate from 8% to 7.75% was unanimous. The government, or rather the governor of the SARB, Lesetja Khanyago, said that the committee agreed that reducing the level of policy restrictiveness was still consistent with achieving its inflation target. He added that the forecast sees rates easing further in future. Kemp cited this as good news for struggling South African consumers. Meanwhile, in other news, Basic Education Minister Sibiwe Gwarube has announced plans to ban the use of pesticides in schools following the deaths of several children caused by exposure to a chemical. The pesticide called Turbuvos was linked to the deaths of five children who died after eating snacks from a local spaza shop in Soweto. Although the chemical was found in their bodies, it remains unclear how the children came into contact with the highly toxic substance. Gwarube said that the deadly chemical circulating in spaza shops and communities is crucial to ensure the substance does not reach schools. Gwarube said that she has been engaging with other provincial departments of education on ways to protect feeding schemes from toxic substances as well. She added her department will also tighten regulations for food handlers in school nutrition programs. And Justice Minister Thembi Simelane says that the International Criminal Court's arrest warrants for Israel's Prime Minister and former Defense Minister are significant affirmations of South Africa's long-standing advocacy for Palestinian rights. On Thursday, the ICC issued warrants for Benjamin Netanyahu and Yoav Gallant, who was fired earlier this month, as well as for Hamas military chief Mohammed Deif. In a statement, the ICC said that the warrants are for crimes against humanity and war crimes committed from at least the 8th of October last year until at least the 20th of May this year. Despite the ICC's order for a ceasefire, Israel has continued its military offensive in Gaza since Hamas's October 7th attack. The new warrant theoretically means that the court's 124 national members would be obliged to arrest Netanyahu if he ever stepped into their territory. And in news from the Russia-Ukraine conflict, Ukraine's president Zelensky has said that the world must respond after Russia said that it had fired a new type of ballistic missile. The weapon was used in the eastern Ukrainian city of Dnipro on Thursday. Zelensky has accused Russia's President Putin of a clear and severe escalation. For his part, Putin said he was responding to Ukraine's use of Western long-range weaponry inside Russia. Putin, in a television address to the nation, also warned his forces could attack the military facilities of Western countries which have allowed their weapons to be used against Russia. And that's the news on Radio Life and Style, the bulletin brought to you proudly by Chapman Plumbing, the leak specialists.
Hi, I'm Kerry Miller, and recently my shit hit the fan, so I called Barry at Chapman Plumbing. Are you tired of dealing with a naughty drain that just won't behave? Ugh, is your water meter running like it's training for the Comrades Marathon? Well, it's time to call in the experts, and the experts are Chapman Plumbing. They're your drain specialist, your geyser specialist, and of course, your leak specialist. From plumbing, planning, to installing, checkups, and repairs. So when you need a plumber fast, call Barry at Chapman Plumbing. He's got you covered.